Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. On Wednesday, I was over in Montevideo at the American Legion Post. The Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs announced a $2.8 million donation from the estate of the late Vietnam veteran Stephen Williams for construction of the Montevideo Veterans Home. This is the largest single private gift benefiting a state veterans home in Minnesota. This is an exciting announcement. We are honored to accept this donation on behalf of the veterans of Minnesota, said Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs Commissioner Larry Schiletto. Not only did Mr. Williams serve in the military during his life, he is continuing to serve after his passing through this generous gift. This donation will make a tremendous impact on veterans for years to come. Although Williams retired in Nevada, he grew up near Montevideo and stayed involved in veteran issues in his home state. Williams' brother, Jim, who still lives in the area, contacted him in early 2018 to share the news that the Minnesota legislature was considering funds for a state veterans home in Montevideo. "It was pretty exciting," said Jim. "When I called Steve to tell him, he said, 'Keep me posted, keep me posted. That's a really good thing.'" Steve was very interested in this project. Unfortunately, Steve Williams passed away in March. A few months later, the Minnesota legislature approved $9.4 million towards construction of the Montevideo Veterans Home. The financial model for construction includes a portion of community fundraising. Williams' donation brought the final community total to $7.4 million. If approved for construction through the federal VA's construction grant priority list, the federal matching dollars could total $31.5 million. The application for the federal matching grant will be submitted in April of 2019. The planned 72-bed facility in Montevideo has a total project budget of $48.5 million. Currently in the pre-design phase, the home would open in the summer of 2021. After returning from Vietnam, Steve Williams enrolled in college, graduating from Southwest Minnesota State University in Marshall. Shortly after, Williams accepted a sales job for Hormel Foods. Over his 30 years with the company, he moved all over the country, eventually retiring in Nevada in 2004. On Wednesday, I had an opportunity to visit with Representative Tim Miller and State Senator Andrew Lang at the American Legion Post in Montevideo, and this is what they had to say about the donation and about the community of Montevideo getting a veterans home. Paul Ramo over here broadcasting in Montevideo today. Of course, I'm at the American Legion Post 59 here in Montevideo. A big day for the Williams family, joining me right now is Minnesota State Representative Tim Miller here at the Legion, and a big day here in Montevideo.
This is just, it's always such a pleasure to come out here, Paul, and celebrate a day like today with all these veterans and all the people who work so hard towards this veterans home. Thank you so much to the Williams family, Steve Williams, his estate. This is really going to be good for this community.
Jim Williams, Steve's brother, just made a huge announcement, didn't he?
Yeah, the Williams estate is going to contribute $2.8 million towards a veterans home. That's just remarkable, and it's humbling to be a part of.
Yep. I know you've been working on this for a while too, haven't you?
This has been one of my top priorities. I'll never forget when I came here, the first meeting that I came to, I thought I'd see a dozen people wanting to do something. There was over 100 people, and that impressed upon me how dedicated this community wanted if I couldn't help but serve in any way I could.
That's right. So what does this mean for the community of Montevideo, Tim?
Well, we're going to serve veterans, which is a priority here mm-hmm. in Minnesota. But quite frankly, this is something, you know, in greater Minnesota, we look for job opportunities. And this is going to provide 30, 40 well-paying jobs. And I believe that things like this also spur the economy in so many other ways. And so this is going to be a bright future for many mm-hmm. people here in Montevideo.
That's right. Getting back to the Williams family, kind of an emotional time for everyone here at the American Legion here in Montevideo this morning.
They had, Jim had all the Vietnam veterans come up and stand in front of a big poster of his brother, and there was, 40 people that stood up there, and those are just the Vietnam veterans who were probably next in line to be most served by this. You know, we can't thank these veterans enough. That's really probably the reason why we do all this. They're willing to be the watchman on the wall and protect us against the bad guy. Mm-hmm. And this is the very least that we can do in their golden years.
That's right. What else, as far as employment stuff, I mean, there's other, the legislator appropriated $9 million to the Montevideo one, roughly?
Yeah, about $9 million. Okay. And then with all the money told, the state is required to pay one-third of the cost, basically. Yep. And with these local donations, that is upped to, I believe, that we're looking at a facility that's going to be about a $38 million project. And okay, think of that income, that money coming into the community as well. What a great opportunity.
Yep, that's for sure. Well, Tim, thanks for all your help with this over the years. I know you've become, I enjoyed your speech too about you called the Montevideo community your family.
This really has become my family. I know politicians always quick in saying things like that, but I can't come into town without someone stopping and have a visit with me. It really shows the character of the people that live here, mm-hmm, that they're willing to stop and visit, and I appreciate that so much, and people really have warmed up to me, and I certainly consider this my extended home as well.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Yep, that's Representative Tim Miller. Paul Ramo, broadcasting from the American Legion Post 59 here in Montevideo, once again about the Montevideo Veterans Home. And joining me right now is Minnesota State Senator Andrew Lang. Quite a day here in Montevideo today.
Yeah, absolutely. It's quite a momentous day, actually. It's been a long time in coming, and this is kind of a little bit of a celebration of sorts for mm-hmm, our end of it. And that being said, the Williams family is here today, and kind of a surprise donation for most of the community, that $2.8 million that comes from their brother Stephen Williams.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big deal, so it's a long road in coming, and I'm just glad to be part of it, really.
Yeah, it's quite a crowd here too, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. There's never a failure of a crowd here in Montevideo. They are a close-knit community that shows up to events, supports their vets for sure. It goes to show you, like I said to Mr. Garvey, is that I think they're going to need a bigger Legion this year because of all the people here.
That's right. It's packed, that's for sure. What's this mean to the community of Montevideo? Not only the community of Montevideo, but the surrounding area.
Well, definitely to the veteran community, it means that, from a grand view aspect of it, I mean, we definitely have the veterans' backs, and mm-hmm, I think it goes to show that we do care and that we're going to put some money towards their future care and their long-term care and and the later years in life. And from a pragmatic view, it's just kind of nice to have something like that around in our area. So.
Yeah, that's right. Representative Colin Peterson was here. He spoke. They have to do some things in D.C. right?
Yep, they sure do. That's kind of the final hurdle we need to get over. There is, the state funding, the match from the state, and the donations mm-hmm, and the contributions from the county as well. There, we can't forget about the money the county has put into it.
Yeah.
But the big hurdle is the federal government needs to approve this. There's considerable leverage, let's just say, from that aspect. But it looks good. The stars have kind of aligned as far as how that slate has been wiped clean for projects and. Mm-hmm. It goes to show you that, and I think you heard it here today, that preparation that the community and the area has done for this.
Right.
Right now, inside the building, they're talking about the plans, the actual blueprints of what's going to be built, and that just goes to show you that we're ready.
Yeah, ready.
The funding is the last piece. So.
Good. You're in the military, right?
I am.
All right.
17 years, all right. Minnesota Army National Guard, so yeah. It kind of hits home for me.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice, when you get a room full of veterans, it's... You kind of hold your tongue and don't talk like you would usually when you're in a formation or anything like that. But the swear words tend to go in the background. But so this is it's.
So it hits home for you too.
It does. Yeah. It's funny to think about it that I told my wife that just a couple of days ago that you never know, I might be out there and
you'll
have to come and visit me in Monty. So.
Well, and you help were a big part of that getting it done.
Yeah, I've only been in the legislature for a couple of years, mm-hmm, and this is a decade plus of working on this.
Yeah.
So I'm just really proud to be part of the end of it, and mm-hmm, really proud of the community and the state, and ultimately the feds when they come in. And I'm going to be pretty happy when we dig that first shovel in the ground come next year. So
there you go. Well, I appreciate your time, Senator. No. And I tell you what, you fly helicopters, right? Fighter. What are they?
Blackhawks.
Blackhawks.
Yep. So
what's that like?
It's a lot of work. It's enjoyable. I've been doing it for 15 plus years in the military now. So, yeah, it's I don't think I'd want to do anything else.
So. Okay. Take me for a ride sometime?
Oh, yeah. Promise, for sure, yeah.
Okay. All right, thanks, Senator.
Yep, thank you.
Senator Andrew Lang here at the Montevideo Legion talking about the Montevideo Veterans Hall.
And we thank Senator Lang for his service as well. So a big day on Wednesday at the American Legion Post in Montevideo. A step closer to making the Veterans Home in Montevideo a reality. And once again, thanks to the Williams family, the Steve Williams Trust Fund, for a $2.8 million donation to the Montevideo Veterans Home on Wednesday.